Good afternoon. This is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom. Time is now 1 minute past 12. We're going to take a look at some state and local stories we're following for you. We'll have afternoon classics in 5 minutes. A former Macon County corrections officer has been arrested for having sex with an inmate. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation today charged 42-year-old Wendy Deshay Carter of Lafayette, Tennessee, with 5 counts of sexual contact with inmates and 5 counts of official misconduct. Authorities say that over a 15-month period, beginning last January, Carter engaged in a sexual relationship with an inmate at the Macon County Jail. Investigation revealed that Carter disabled surveillance cameras in the jail to avoid detection and also exchanged nude photos with the inmate. Carter was booked into the Macon County Jail on a $2,500 bond. A national traffic study shows congestion in Nashville has nearly doubled over the last 3 decades. 2012 Urban Mobility Report, issued by the Texas A&M Transportation Institute, says the congestion cost commuters money in lost time and extra fuel, as well as pollutes the region's air. The Institute estimates congestion in 2011 cost Nashville commuters $801 million. Chip Knopf, the city's chief traffic engineer, tells the Tennessean synchronized traffic lights on key corridors is one option for dealing with the congestion. The Tennessee-based Southern Baptist Convention has reelected its first black president. Reporter Kevin Mumphrey is here with that story.
The Reverend Fred Luter Jr. was first elected in 2012. His presidency comes at a time when the nation's largest Protestant denomination is trying to move beyond its traditional white Southern base. The Southern Baptist Convention claims 16 million members, but recently announced that membership has declined for the 6th straight year. Luter was reelected yesterday during the convention's annual meeting in Houston. He was unopposed and received a standing ovation. Southern Baptist presidents can serve a maximum of 2 one-year terms. For WMOT, I'm Kevin Mumphrey.
A mid-state couple are pedaling their bicycle built for two clear across the nation. Murfreesboro residents Martha and Larry Tolbert began their journey 8 days ago in Washington, D.C. They hope to finish the nearly 4,000-mile trip on the Pacific coast in about 11 weeks. Martha Tolbert says they've been preparing for the adventure for quite some time.
We ride our tandem bike a lot, and we usually do a tour every year, but it's probably only a week to 10 days in length, so this is significantly longer than anything we've tried before, but he's always wanted to do it, and this seemed like a good year.
The Tolberts have covered about 400 miles 8 days into the trip. Martha says they've endured a lot of rain and mud so far, but also says the ride's been made easier by what she refers to as trail angels. For example, a stranger helped out when a broken chain left them stranded on the side of the road.
A lady rolled her window down and just said, you know, you're only a half a block from a bike shop. So just little things like that, it's kind of neat. People are really very nice. You get to see and meet some really nice folks.
The Tolberts began today's ride just outside of Pittsburgh. They hope to average 60 miles a day, depending on the terrain. Martha says they've been riding largely on unpaved bike trails so far, but they'll be on highways for most of the remaining miles.
I just think we're kind of ready for some smooth road surfaces, and looking forward to some good weather. Hopefully, it looks like the sun's shining here today, so that's a great sign.
Larry Tolbert has his own law practice in Murfreesboro. Martha is a financial analyst at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. You can follow the couple's cross-country adventure online at larryandmarthasbigride.blogspot.com. Nashville Mayor Carl Dean is calling all hikers. He wants them to meet him at the Thai Phuket restaurant at 6:30 this evening, then walk 5.2 miles in and around downtown Nashville. The outing will conclude at the restaurant, located at 207 Woodland Street. It's part of a series of walks hosted by Dean to attract residents to the city's parks and greenways, as well as places of interest in other public spaces. They also continue his focus on healthy, active living, which has included citywide events like the Mayor's Field Day and the Mayor's Challenge 5K Walk Run, which this year is set for November 17th. Weather Service says we'd expect a mostly sunny, hot, and humid day today. We're looking for a high in the mid-90s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-70s. Chance of pop-up storms tomorrow, mostly sunny otherwise, with a high in the mid-80s. It's currently 88 degrees in Nashville, 89 degrees in Mount Juliet, 90 degrees under mostly clear skies here on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University.